Hello.
Welcome to the On Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm your host, Bree.
And I'm the other host, Abby.
And it's a beautiful day to podcast.
If this is your first time listening, welcome to the On Call Room. We are Grey's Anatomy podcast, deep diving every single episode starting in season one, episode one. We're spoilers, right?
We're a spoilers podcast. So if you have not finished Grey's Anatomy and you don't want to be spoiled, don't listen past the episode that you've seen.
Exactly. And this is just a little heads up. We started this podcast in 2017, and a lot of things have changed from our pilot episode,
yes,
as we call it. Our
sound quality has gotten better. Our format has improved.
Yeah. Like, we used to just kind of banter and sort of talk about Grey's and go in and out. And now we have a really good format. So if you are someone that isn't really here for the Bree and Abby content, but you just want to listen to Grey's, make sure you check the show notes in the later episodes, because we put the timestamp of when we actually start talking about the episode in there. But we were just getting our bearings when we started.
So we just asked that if you hit play on the first episode or the first season, you're not really feeling it, we ask that maybe you give a later season a try,
yes,
and give us a little bit of grace for these first few episodes.
We did this just for fun and had no idea that there might actually be people out there that would want to listen to us. And so it definitely started in one place and has taken us to a whole new level of podcasting, I would say.
Yes.
We also have guests later on. If you're listening and you're like, why do these guests not know much about Grey's? Later on, we actually have guests from our own listening community on the show. And we'd love for you to be a part of that too.
If you are interested in that, you can visit Patreon, www.patreon.com/theoncallroom. There you can pledge to be an intern, resident, or attending, and you get bonuses for the different levels.
Yeah, so there's everything from joining our Facebook group, which you'll hear us mention in these newer episodes as something that's open for all. It is currently just open to our $2 a month patrons, but it's really wonderful. It's called the On Call Room Listener Squad. It's a really great community of discussing not only the podcast episodes, but also new episodes of Grey's Anatomy and any news that shows up. You get bonus episodes once a month. You get a live Zoom hangout with us once a month. And like we said, you can actually co-host with us.
So sit back, pour yourself a glass of wine, enjoy, and forgive us.
And yeah, give us a lot of grace.
Yes.
We love you so much. And
we hope you keep listening.
We definitely do. And let us know in either a review on iTunes or Spotify how you feel about the show. And also know that you can visit our website at www.theoncallroompod.com or follow us on Instagram at @theoncallroompod. Thanks so much, and thanks for listening. So we are at my kitchen table. Describe the scene.
There's a plant. There's a bottle of wine that's pretty much almost gone.
Right, right.
And with two ladies.
And this is how we are starting our podcast. So this is weird because I think this is our first one, and we're going to say things like, hi, listeners, and hopefully we will have some.
We might not.
We should introduce ourselves. I'm going to introduce you.
Okay, I'll introduce you then.
Sitting across from me is my best friend,
Beyonce.
Bree Babbitt, BJ Babs.
Live one night only.
Live one night only. You can call her whatever you like.
I don't think that's true.
I was going to describe what we look like, but we look similar right now. Baggy pants, glasses, blonde hair.
Your hair's not blonde.
It was. In my heart, it is.
Yeah, okay. That's fair.
So we've got Bree.
And then we have Abby. She is also wearing baggy pants.
Yes.
Glasses, bun on top of her head, does not have blonde hair, has red hair. And Abby Moore.
And that's who we are. And we tried to record a podcast on New Year's Eve. It was right after New Year's Day.
It was?
Because we talked about our favorite things of the year.
Oh, that's true.
And none of you've heard that.
It never got posted.
It was too good to go anywhere but my computer. And so we decided that we never let go of the dream.
It's just been growing in our hearts.
We always wanted to do a podcast, but didn't know what to do it on. And the other couple of weeks ago, we got together and We're literally just watching different Grey's Anatomy episodes.
Just from different seasons. Just our favorites, our least favorites. Ones that made us laugh, cry.
Always crying.
Always crying.
And we basically just listen or watch them. And then like, we'd be like, ooh, do you remember the one where this happens? And then I would like YouTube it and put it on and it would be like our favorite scenes. And I think later that night I was sending her screenshots of Grey's Anatomy quotes because I was on Pinterest, like looking up inspirational quotes. Mm-hmm. And so we've just always kind of had Grey's Anatomy in common.
Always. I think it's the only thing we have in common.
An interesting fact, the first episode aired March 27th, 2005. So today... Okay. What?
Oh.
Today is March 21st.
Oh, look at that.
So we're not like right on, but that's pretty crazy.
Pretty
so
damn close.
What is the math of that? 12? No, it's more than that. 2005.
Oh, years. I thought we were talking about
days.
Yeah,
so it's 12 years ago, right?
What's the year?
2017.
Let me get my calculator out.
Edit this out.
No, that's totally fine. 2017 minus 2005 is 12. You were right.
Okay, I so 12 years ago, almost, maybe when this airs, maybe that's my goal date of getting this out there.
Could be.
If you're listening, I really hope this is March 27th.
Oh my gosh.
That is
what a dream come true. This, the stars are aligning. Like this
right.
is what it's meant.
This is
be. This
right.
is ours. This is ours.
I have not even searched to see if there are other Grey's Anatomy podcasts because I don't want to know.
No, I mean, I'm sure there are, but they're obviously not that successful.
Or we'd be listening to them.
Right.
So what we're going to do, that, or we hope to do, and it could morph and it could change, is that we would like to watch every episode of Grey's. We'll watch one at a time and then come together and discuss. Mm-hmm. Granted, there are 12 seasons. A million is the exact actual number. There's a million of them. And we want to watch them all and then discuss them because there are themes, there are favorite characters, there are deaths.
There are medical miracles.
Yes.
And, a lot of them.
And to like just put it out there, we've seen it all. We
have, up to date.
Up to date. We've watched every episode.
We don't know what's in Shonda Rhimes' head right now. We haven't seen them all.
But if I can be really clear with this, I can say a long-term goal of this podcast is to get one of the cast members on.
Can you imagine? We can talk about that later. Let's do it now.
Yeah, who would you want on? You get one.
One, I get one.
One cast member. They can be dead. They can be
okay,
alive.
So it doesn't, they don't
but
have
don't
to...
But don't say who's dead to spoil it.
Okay. I think that I... What if we have the same one? Then we can just pool all of our... okay. Do you know who it is? Because I have to
I feel
think
like mine's an obvious one.
Who?
I feel like I have to have Ellen Pompeo on.
Okay, that's fair. And I was going to say... Christina Yang.
Ooh, okay. We could have them both and we could drink tequila.
That would be great. And we could have a dance party and we could talk about how
they're probably I don't even drink. They probably don't drink in real life.
No, they probably don't. That's true.
Oh. You're my person.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Okay. Well, before we get into the episode, I want to ask, were you one of the little Grey's Anatomy babies who watched the episode the first time it aired?
I did not.
I didn't either. Okay,
oh, good. Okay. I was going to judge. I actually remember being in high school lunch and everyone would talk about episodes and I would be like, ugh, it's a freaking show. Like, mm-hmm. I don't watch shows or something. I watched Lost. That was
what
like
did you
show.
Watch if you didn't watch shows?
I guess I did. I watched Lost. I did not watch Grey's though until my freshman year of college. And this was
late in life.
It was a couple of years, 2007. So 2 years. Wait, I missed two seasons.
Wait a second. How were you in high school? Because
it came out in 2005.
I feel like I was in middle school.
You weren't. 2005, you were a freshman. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I remember though, this was back when our dorm had a, like you could rent movies in the basement. It was like a room of DVDs, which I wonder if that is still around
it can't
today.
Real anymore. It can't be.
No one has CD-ROM discs. But anyways, and I would go down and you could only get one at a time. And each disc had like four episodes on it.
Yep.
So I would go down and get it. And I got like, so, like for like half of my first semester of college, I did nothing but watch Grey's. And like that was seasons 1, 2, and like half of 3, which are like glory days, which we're going to be in.
Yeah.
But, and I got sucked in. And then ever since then, I've watched it every Thursday night.
Okay. All right. I think, I don't remember. I did not watch the first season when it first came out. And I do remember people talking about it.
The talk of the lunch table.
And I think for Christmas, maybe my sister got it on DVD or something. And so, no, I missed even the whole second season.
Yeah. I missed the first two.
And so then I remember, like distinctly remember my sister Rachel getting both season 1 and season 2. And it was over Christmas break. And I watched all of it on like my mom and dad's bed, like in this tiny TV that had like a VCR and DVD player attached to it.
Which, okay, here's a good question. What seasons do you have on physical DVD?
Oh, I have all the way up into, what season are we on?
12. It must be 12.
Okay, so that one's not out.
I'll verify.
So I'm pretty sure I have up to 10.
Wow.
Yeah, like I...
Even when Netflix... Oh, there's 13 seasons.
So. Oh, maybe even 11 then. No. See, I didn't ask for them. But every year, like when Netflix wasn't a thing, my mom... We would ask for them for Christmas because they're expensive.
Yeah, I mean, like $40.
Box. Yeah, they're very expensive. And so like for a couple years after when we like stopped asking, it was just like an easy gift that... But we didn't have like the heart to be like, Mom, you can stream all of these now. Like I don't need the actual box set, but I'm actually really happy she still does because there's been a couple of times my internet has gone out and then I just like pull them out and like watch.
That's what you watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I have like 1, 2, 3 and then whatever one was red, it's like 5. Like I missed, yeah. I like missed a couple, but I don't buy them anymore.
No, I mean, you don't really need to.
A great souvenir.
Yeah.
And have you, so we are obviously rewatching it, but this is not the first time that we've rewatched it.
Oh my God.
It.
I think I've rewatched it at least. I mean, there are certain episodes I've seen like 14, 15, 16 times, but like whole season start to finish, I think I've gone through like 7 times.
Oh my God. I'm not as intense. I'm
or
like
6.
I think for sure twice, like the original time.
Oh, twice? Oh, no,
the original time and then the second all the way through. And then I think I've like, when I'm bored, I'll just like start again and have it playing. So I think there are certain episodes I've probably only seen twice, but others I've seen.
Oh, so this is going to be fun.
Right. But all the finales I've definitely seen 5 times.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Okay. So I think we should just like get into it.
Yeah. Okay.
So we are going to discuss, review, dissect, season 1, episode 1, which is called A Hard Day's Night.
Which is just
crazy. Named after the Beatles song.
Oh, it's just already I have goosebumps. Already.
The game. They say a person either has what it takes to play or they don't. My mother was one of the greats. Me, on the other hand, I'm kind of screwed.
See, okay, so starting it out, when watching it, it's weird because pilots are filmed before they're picked up.
Like, right.
So there's some things about it that
just like, don't align with the show.
Right. And for the first time, I was actually like looking for things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so like, okay, I bet we had the same first thought. On the count of 3, we're going to say just our first initial reaction.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
The house is so the same.
Oh, yeah, that was my second one. Yeah. Look at okay. They're so young. It's a new house.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So yeah. So the house that Meredith comes out of is not the house that we see.
No.
I never realized that.
No. It's like has like a weird. It's like in the city. Like
yeah. She comes out a side door.
No. It's just yeah.
And it's weird because in this episode she talks about how she's gonna keep the house.
Right.
And I'm like no,
bitch. She didn't. You didn't keep that house.
No. You got a different one. So clearly that's just because it was a pilot.
Yeah, but I should have said they're so young because that actually was my initial thought. I jumped ahead.
Meredith was so young and youthful.
Oh my gosh, and Derek.
I wonder how old she actually was.
That's a great question. Can you, while we keep talking, look that up. That's great that you have your computer there. How are you doing on your wine?
You can put it. I'm actually good. Ellen Pompeo is 47 right now.
She looks great.
Let's just minus 12. 35. So she was 35? I hope I look like that when
I'm 35. My mom had me when she was 35.
I hope I look like that when I'm 35.
Oh, she looks so good.
And fresh. And also, this is terrible. Ellen, I hope if you're listening, you don't get mad. I remember like when watching that show, like I never thought Meredith was like the prettiest mm-hmm. person. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because I'm shallow and shitty. But now I'm looking back on it, I'm like, she's so beautiful.
Yeah, she still is. I know, but
she's graceful.
If we can talk about beauty a little bit, let's just go on the sidebar here. This show, I feel like it doesn't like showcase their beauty because they're in scrubs. They're yep. in like a hospital. They don't have a ton of makeup on. I mean, I'm sure they do, but it's like, you know, supposed to be subtle.
Yeah, there's
makeup.
No glamour at all.
No, unless they have their like after
their wedding episode.
Yeah,
everyone
yeah.
gets a wedding
or, episode. Yeah, right, exactly. And so you don't really get to see them all dolled up. So I wonder if that maybe is why you think like, oh.
Probably.
Because you know what I think is funny? So this first episode, then... Well, okay. Maybe we should just give a summary of what the episode Ooh. Was.
Okay, so it's your introduction to the main group, mm-hmm. which they're all interns mm-hmm. for the most part. It's Christina, Ellen, Christina, Meredith, George,
Izzy,
Alex. Is that it?
Yeah. Well, the interns.
The interns, and then there's
Dr. Bailey, who's the Nazi.
Which I don't think that would fly. Nowadays.
I don't think so either. No.
But it was fine. So yeah, Bailey, Chief,
yep.
who can we just talk about for a second, looks older than he does now.
I don't know. What happened there?
I'm like going through, I'm like, everyone looks so young. What? Like,
I think it's because he's completely bald now, so he doesn't have the gray on him.
Right. But he definitely looked like old ancient times yep. there. Mm-hmm. And then there is, the residents, Derek.
No, is he are they? No, he's an attending.
Derek, Burke.
I think those are the only two that really
yeah,
show
and that,
up.
Yeah, and that lovely Asian nurse that is...
Who has been on every fucking episode.
Yep.
Since day one.
Yep.
God bless her.
Yeah, she
I
just...
I wonder what she's making.
Scalpel.
I wonder if we could get a role doing something like that on a show.
What does the Asian nurse in Grey's make? I bet someone that asked this before. What would what would Grey's Anatomy be without Boki?
Oh, yeah.
That's her name. If we will never know it.
No, that's not her name. That's what they ask her for Boki. Like it's a tool.
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
I don't know. I
don't know a lot about medical things.
I'll read this later. It says her eyes and ears know a great deal more than her mouth behind her with her mask lets on. It's, like she just talks.
It's so true.
Her name is Boki. She's a scrub nurse. So we're also introduced to Boki.
Okay. So.
So the episode is introducing them. It's their first shift, right?
Mm-hmm. After med school, right? As yep. surgical interns.
Oh, disclaimer. We don't know
anything about
the knowledge we have about med school and how it works is this show. And even that I don't pay much attention to. I know their scrubs change from light blue to dark blue at a certain
That's
point.
That's very important.
Yeah.
Very important.
And they can wear whatever. Yeah. So
whatever scrub cap they want.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's about all I know. So I know they're wearing the light blue scrubs.
Yeah.
So they're definitely interns. The plot.
Okay, so the plot is, well, let's just start opening scene.
Okay, so Meredith and Derek
are
starting it out.
First day, first Derek's episode, laying on wood floors. There's no furniture. So
right,
you can
she
tell,
just moved in.
Yeah, so you can tell that, like, she's just coming back. Well, I'll get back to this.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's, and it's... Obviously, they had spent the night together.
Right. And he's very cocky.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But he's also so just cute and curly haired and
yeah.
McDreamy hasn't been born yet.
No, he has
Sorry.
Not.
Sorry. Spoiler.
Wow. Yeah, he has
they
not
spend
been
the
born
night,
yet.
They spend the night together. They clearly met in a bar. Meredith's late for work. She tells him to leave. She doesn't remember his name.
They introduce. He leaves. Well,
That's
I mean,
it.
We assume he leaves. And then she leaves and... Rilo Kiley portion for Foxes starts playing.
Oh, yeah. You should be like the music expert.
Okay. That is such a great...
Classic.
Actually, that album of Grey's Anatomy, like season one or season
yeah,
two,
yeah.
is a great album.
Oh, I know. I love that as
yeah.
well. So good.
Anyway, so...
They go to... I feel like in a gist, to not have to go through like every detail, because then we'll talk about things, is like... They have their first day, and it's the first 24 hours.
No, it's 48. It's a 48-hour
shift.
Oh,
it's a 48-hour shift. Yep.
Yeah.
And we learn that, like, Izzy is, like, She's clearly, like, I think supposed to be, like, the pretty one.
Mm-hmm. She's, Grabs the asshole.
Yep. George is the, like, sad puppy.
Sad puppy slash maybe gay, but he's not. And
Christina in
the Meredith hard
become,
ass.
Yeah, and they become friends, kind of.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But it's clear that their relationship is going to, like...
blossom.
Right, because they're, like, they kind of, like, latch on to each other. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. George gets to do a solo surgery.
Fucks it up.
007.
So first episode, I didn't realize. So this is fun rewatching it, and I've seen it like 7 times. Once again, you pay attention to things the 8th time around. What you got there?
I was turning it off.
Didn't realize it was the first episode that he gains the name 007. License to Kill.
Yep.
So, because he doesn't invert the cecum properly into the stump or whatever.
I love the quote. Meredith said something to him like, that's one of us down there. We should be betting for him. And I was like, aw, that was really sweet. Because everyone else was like, $20, he...
Well, I think this is interesting. From that line, like, from the first episode, you can sense that, like... Oh, that Meredith is, like... rooting for people. Like, she's good.
Right.
Even though she's, like, dark and twisty.
Right.
And fucked up.
Dark
and twisty. Like, she cares for people. And, like, her people. And even when everyone else is going against them. I mean, that's what we see in the first episode.
She cares deeply. Like, and always has.
Yeah.
And... But yeah, that was one of my, I would like pointed that out as one of my favorite lines was when she's like, that's one of us down there. We should be, I don't know, like exact quote, but I thought that was like super sweet and like how she goes. Cause meanwhile, like Karev is being an ass.
He's still an ass.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's like George, he's a sad puppy. He screws it up. Dr. Burke takes him on as his, what does he call him? His man. That's my man. That's my man.
What? I don't remember what part this is.
Yeah, Burke, like, decides... He tells Bailey that George is going to be his person. Like, to, like, take on as a, like, project, mm-hmm, I think, kind of. And Bailey says, like, every year your person is the one that has to... gets, like, the hardest work and whatever. Yep. He's like, yep, he's my guy. My guy. That's what he said. He's my guy.
Yep.
Okay. Also, I found myself quoting throughout it. Like,
yeah, which is funny because I feel like if you've only watched it through, like
twice. When Bailey says rule number 5, when I move, you move. Yeah. I like knew she was going to say that.
Oh yeah.
Just got it. Bailey, the Nazi, is,
she looked young.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Same though.
Yeah.
Like totally same.
Mm-hmm.
I love the unexpectedness of it being a woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right away.
Like a short
12
woman,
years
too.
Ago.
Yeah. Just a short little woman.
Yep.
It's funny because going back to what you said about like Meredith and like not necessarily thinking that she was like the prettiest, Katherine Heigl, Izzy in this, like coming off as, do we know that she's a model?
Not yet.
Okay. Coming off as like the pretty girl. I did not think she looked that pretty in this episode.
And this was 12 years
Heigl
ago.
Katherine Heigl is beautiful.
Yeah, she's got those bangs. She's all disheveled. She's, she's sticking her fingers up people's rectums in this episode. Maybe that's why.
Why do we think... Let's get into Bailey's head a second.
Okay.
Why does Bailey choose Izzy to do rectals? Is it because she comes up and introduces herself?
Probably. Right away, she's like super annoying and Bailey wants none of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm
glad we unpacked that.
There's the moment when Meredith and Derek see each other again and she realizes that the person she slept with the night before is now her boss.
She walk away?
Yeah, she like runs away.
Yeah.
And then he sees her, follows her into the stairwell, a very
important place.
Stairwell.
You can tell.
Always.
This and later on in the episode, the elevator.
Yes. Elevators are important, stairwells, and on-call rooms.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine so much romance happens in those in regular hospitals.
I'm sure they do. It has to be that way.
And I was really like weirdly taken aback by that scene because he's so like undressing her with his eyes and being like very like rapey.
And let's think about it a second here. Just because they fucked that morning, now you're her boss and you could get in some serious shit with sexual harassment. This show knows nothing of sexual harassment.
No, but Meredith calls it out. She's like, stop saying this, like, you know, whatever. And he just keeps doing it. And it's like, now it's like I know his character, so I'm like, ah. But if that was, that's like very frightening, kind of. So that was a little like weird. But I know they're just writing a pilot, got to introduce the like love and the romance.
Yeah, because let's talk about that a second. Like pilot, I've heard pilots are so hard to do because you have so much to accomplish in one episode. You have to introduce all the characters. You have to like the plot, what's going to happen, where everything's going. On a scale from one to pilots, how do we feel like this pilot did in comparison to other pilots?
So I can't think of, I'm like, I'm not very good at like thinking about other ones. And I, in my head when I was watching, I was like, this is not the best Grey's episode. Like it's kind of, I know, but like, but then when I was doing some like research about it, it actually like won a ton of awards for best pilot, best writing, best acting, best directing. Wow. And it had 16.5 million viewers the first time I looked this up, which like the last episode in that season had 22. So it,
well, in comparison now, how much, how many people watch it now?
I should look.
Cause that would be interesting to know. I wonder too, like, this is just totally aside, but like, I wonder like what type of, like how they marketed it, you know?
And yeah. Like, I don't even remember like commercials for it or something.
I don't either.
So did you guys know that there is a Grey's Anatomy, like Wikipedia page?
That's right.
So for every episode, there's like a thing. I know this because they also have one for Harry Potter and I'm very familiar with it, but you can look up each episode. So let's
wait, this is going to become our lifeline. We should have this up every
day. Yeah, I know. So I did have it up, but it closed. So episodes, Grey's Anatomy episodes. So the first one, like I said, had 16.5 million viewers. Let's go down to like where we're at now. Oh my God, so many episodes. So this would be season 13. Wow, 7.9.
Wow, just really took a nosedive.
So
when was like the most?
The last few seasons have had like the max would be 10. I think that's how streaming is now.
Yeah. So does that include? No, I guess it couldn't include.
It doesn't. It's
streaming.
Just live. So it's so much. Like I would say the year that it had the most. Season 6 has like 17 on the first one, 18 in season 1, or 20 in season 4, 25 in season 3.
Well, the end of season 2 is just not. Yeah,
so season 3, season 3 first episode is like the most viewers.
But you're right, you make a really good point.
So streaming,
about, like,
but isn't
streaming.
That crazy? From 25 million viewers to 7.
Yeah, that
we are the 7. We have never stopped.
Never. And I will never stop.
No. So yeah, George, someone dies on George's watch. Christina and Meredith work together to try to solve.
Like a case.
A case.
Which, okay, so here, well, let's finish up
the plot.
And then, like, Meredith gets like a solo whatever and like kind of fucks over Christina.
Right. And Christina knows she slept with Derek.
Yeah, well, so, because Meredith had told her.
Right.
Yeah, and then it ends. But like whatever. Like
Meredith makes a. She discovers something and uses her brain to do it. It has nothing to do with the fact that she slept with Derek.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But she questions it because she's like, "Well, did I only get that surgery because I slept with you?" He says, "No, you are also intelligent." Whatever.
Yep.
And then. So, like, she does that. They make it. They survive. Oh, Karev totally fucks shit up.
Oh, left and right.
He's just an asshole, and he's arrogant, and he doesn't realize that what's going on with his patient, and he misdiagnoses her, and he's rude to nurses.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
a terrible person, and Meredith totally, like, solves that problem, too.
Yep, because then Chief comes out and asks what are the five whatever, like, the five causes of fever? What?
Something.
Infection or something? Yeah. Post-op infection. And it was like wind, water.
Earth and fire.
Something like that.
That's what I heard too.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it ended up being like walking or whatever because like a pulmonary.
We're really, really good at medicine.
We're going to get better at this.
Yeah. we are going to get so much better. But what I thought was interesting too is like it's like she sets the tone for every character. Karev is just kind of arrogant.
Which I guess is a pilot.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh,
I think I know what a pilot is.
And at the end, Burke too. We need to talk a little bit about Burke. He's just like, It was weird to see him again.
Because
we'll talk about that later. Yeah. But he, yeah, it was weird to see him again. And he, I forgot, like, I really loved his character too. And he like takes, he takes little George under him. And he's just kind of like, all you know is him and Derek are like the only attendings. Yeah. They're the big dogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and Chief, but.
And Chief. But I've, Chief is just a softie.
Yeah. And then.
So it's Chief is Chief.
Chief is Chief right now.
Spoiler alert. They will call Chief Chief forever and ever, yeah. No matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Weird. Oh, I'm just going to go with my weird fact since you're talking about Karev.
Yeah.
Did you know that he was cast after the pilot was shot? So all of the scenes that he is in were digitally added.
Shut the fuck up.
No. So now I want to go back and I found this out after I saw it. Which I didn't look closely. I don't know if
So he like never interacted with any of the other actors?
Right. Right. So they were filmed and like digitally placed, which makes me, I don't remember because I heard this after I saw it, but like, was he ever in a scene with them or was it like they would pan to him?
Yeah, you know, they,
right. But would they like pan? Huh. Either way, he was hired.
Wait, but didn't he like talk with them? Like
yeah,
had dialogue?
Yeah,
so was it
digitally
like
added. Like they digitally like placed, he probably acted in front of a green screen and they put it in front, but he was cast after the pilot was shot and Shonda Rhimes was like, we need this guy. And they put him in.
But so they always had that character?
No. Oh.
Did they have like a different one? Like, because they would have, or did
maybe
they like
just added those
the
scenes.
Script?
Yeah, maybe they added to the script. Because really his story is super separate from everyone else's. Like the one with the girl and the pneumonia. Like he's not involved in trying to solve Katie. Is that the pageant girl's name?
Yeah.
Like he's not involved in that.
Yeah.
He makes one comment about George, but like that could have been inserted. So that I thought was super interesting that he was added later.
Okay.
Right?
Wow.
Interesting,
that's
right?
That's a really interesting fact. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. That was really the only fact that I learned, but I was like really blown away when I heard that.
Yeah. So the episode pretty much ends with like Meredith gets the solo surgery. Her and Christina like kind of make up. And then she ends up at talking to her mom.
Yes. First, oh yeah, can we, before we go to the mom part, I want to talk about her and Christina. They sit there and they say the thing where they're like, do we have to do the thing where one of us apologizes and then the other one cries? And then, and I love that they're like, no. And like already sets the tone that their friendship is like a no bullshit. Like,
well, also like really no, like a very limited amount of like deep communication or like maybe not. Actually, I take that back. Like, little words, but they don't have to say a lot of words in order for them to understand what the other one is thinking and feeling.
Right, right. Like, they just know.
Yeah.
And they are both dark and twisty, so they both understand each other. Like, Meredith could never do that with Izzy.
No.
Izzy would be like, I'm so sorry, and, like, cry and whatever. So I thought that was great. And then, yeah, okay, so then they leave. It, that's like the last scene where they leave the hospital. And the last scene is Meredith talking to a woman who I didn't realize Meredith's mom was in the first episode. Like I just,
I did. I remember that.
Okay. I just like forgot that, that she's such a big character. And so
well, and
we learn about Alice Gray earlier when they're all talking about her. She's the god of surgery. She invented things. She's like, we know her as this higher power of like in the surgical world.
And then we see her and she has really no idea what's going on.
She's in like a home.
Yeah.
She has dementia.
Yeah.
And Meredith is talking about she's going to keep the house. And then doesn't she ask Meredith if she's a surgeon?
Yeah.
And she goes, yes, mom. And like, you were too or something.
Yep.
Or, yeah.
Yep. And then it ends on that last scene.
Yeah. It says the woman then proceeds to tell Meredith that she thinks she was a doctor. And Meredith smiles and tells her she was. The woman is Alice Gray and she has Alzheimer's. So we... Yeah, so we get to know Meredith Grey, Christina Yang, Izzy Stevens, Alex Karev, George O'Malley, Miranda Bailey, Richard Weber, Preston Burke, Derek Shepherd, and Alice Gray.
Those are
that's the starting people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so crazy to think that so much is going to happen. I'm so excited. I can't even wait.
I like wish that we could, but I don't think we're gonna talk about the future. But like, who?
Yeah, no, we can't talk about the but. Okay, so now that we kind of know, like, what the plot was.
Yep.
What?
Should we talk about our favorites?
I was going to say that.
And why?
Like, our favorite characters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Based on just this episode.
Sure, we can do that. I was thinking Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do that next. That makes sense. Okay.
Okay. Unless you have something else. This is our first time, so.
No, I think that's great.
Okay. It's hard for me to choose this because I'm biased because I like... Because
you know...
I know their thing, but based on this...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's so true. You can't like...
Right. Right. I mean, like, I think you're clearly made to like Meredith. That's like the goal. But I actually like, I kind of like George because he's like the underdog and I tend to like love the underdog. But favorite? I don't know. That's really hard to choose.
And I mean, you don't know a lot about them yet.
Right, right.
And so this episode is probably pretty hard to... Who is your favorite?
Christina's like too catty in this one.
She's pretty catty in this one.
Yeah, she's like super obsessive and like wants to be the best. I feel like I like Meredith, but that's like the most boring answer ever. But you're made to.
I mean...
And George. I love George. He hasn't done anything wrong except murder someone. But it wasn't his fault. Doomed from the beginning.
Shoot, I don't know. Because
just know you can always change your answer the next episode.
That's true. That makes me feel a little bit better. I know. I don't have to lock this one down. I was thinking, well, I feel like a little embarrassed that I kind of feel like my favorite was Shepard, but you call him super rapey the whole time. So I don't know.
No, he's confident.
Yeah. And he's just
Oh, he's
like,
smooth.
He's super smooth. And he also like, I also really like, he makes up for all of his rapiness at the end where he's like, no, you deserve this.
Right. Right.
And like,
oh, and he's just so freaking suave.
Yeah. Like, he's got the hair and the walk and the scrubs tucked in. And I think he's my favorite.
And he's just gonna be a favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. And
his sparkly blue eyes.
This is,
he's the only like good looking guy in the show so far.
Yeah. Well, what about Bert? Is Bert good looking? I think
Bert looks like a dad.
Yeah. George is not good looking.
No.
Is Karev? Not yet.
He looks such a baby in these first ones. But Karev kind of is, but he's too much of an asshole for you to even notice. Yeah. But I weirdly get attracted to George later on in life.
Yeah, well, I never do. That's
just
where we differ. That's where we differ. Okay, so now that we've said our favorites, what were like your moments? What were your like, what the fuck moments? Ooh. Like, either...
Do you have one?
Either, like, in real life, like, that would never happen in real life, or just, like, in general of the show. One of the weirdest ones that stuck out to me was when Christina and Meredith were talking at the end, and they were, like, both slouching. It was, like, after Meredith had gotten out of surgery, and I stared at both of their shoes, and I was, like, neither of them ever wear those shoes again.
Oh, like, what are they?
Like, that's what he's like, oh God, what are those called? Like those dad tennis shoes.
Oh, like nurse tennis shoes.
No.
Oh, here's the screen cap, but where are their shoes?
Oh, shoot. No, they're like...
They're cut off. It says, you should get some sleep. You look like crap.
Maybe Christina wears the shoes that
like
she
these?
Has again. No, because those are the normal ones.
Oh.
Yeah, because Meredith wears Converse.
So it's based in fashion.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't have money yet. It was a pilot.
Yeah, but...
Look at how when you Google Christina and Meredith, there are just so many things. They're just the best of pals.
They are the best of pals.
I always wanted a friend like...
Okay,
them.
Well, you're welcome. Sorry.
I always wished that my friends would be more like Christina and Meredith. But I seriously appreciated that they, like, didn't have to talk about shit sometimes, which I guess I don't either.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just love them. Least favorite character? We're some what the fuck moments.
Yeah.
So, I seriously, like, I know that the Derek thing was smooth, but when she was like, stop doing that. Stop looking at me like you've seen me naked.
Yeah.
And he was like, just like, woo.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, like, I was in a non-romantic mood when I was watching it. So
googly
I,
eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. That and like...
Oh, I had a what the fuck moment.
Yeah.
This was like... Would, and this is me not knowing anything about medicine once again, would the I mean, I guess they're the grunts, the bottom of the surgical food chain. So yes, maybe you would have people do your research for you.
Oh,
yes, that's true.
Oh.
But were you like, why didn't he pull in like residents? He just pulled in like interns.
Yeah, and was he's like, trying to save a girl's life.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, you interns, it's your first day. Like, also, you guys solve it. Like, where are the other people?
Also, how did like the whole thing with Krebs patient, like, where were the doctors?
That, yeah.
Like, why?
Yeah. Well, this is what I was thinking about too. When George like does the like solo surgery thing, it's not until like season fucking five that they're like, you get your solo surgery. Granted, an attending was there, but like they don't get to do anything for a really long time. So why is he like cutting the
on his
cecum
first day,
and like,
it was appendicitis. It was removing an appendix.
Yeah. But
so maybe
still. And also, why was a cardiovascular surgeon there like chaperoning?
Why would it should have been a general surgeon?
Yes, it should have been. Yes, it should have.
Ooh, we should have a segment in the future where we bring an actual doctor in, or like someone in med school. I feel like I have some friends.
I have one.
Yeah, perfect. So
one.
And I have one too, but it would be funny to have them in and be like, is this real? So, okay, we're kind of talking about the medical thing. So medical issues in this one, it was like the pageant girl, great line in it when Christina is like, well, she's a pageant girl. And Derek goes, well, we still have to save her life.
I laugh so hard at
yeah, that was
line.
A good one. Yeah. So I feel like
that was a brooch one.
Yeah. Right. And it's because Meredith talked to her and learned that she fell earlier, but mm-hmm. like kind of boring medical things.
Yeah, there was nothing really like, I feel like it's not until later that we
spoiler
get
spoiler
like,
alert.
Big medical.
Well, yeah,
shit.
They didn't want to spend money on blood and stuff, mm-hmm. so they just had like mm-hmm. a seizure.
Because that was like the only one there really was. Ooh, in the appendicitis, right?
I got some other weird facts for you.
Okay.
So I read that they use animal, like cow organs sometimes.
Makes sense.
For like the filming now. And they've used like animal brains, which kind of makes me sad, but they're probably dead already. And then I hope. Or like, ugh.
Oh, I thought you meant like while they were working on the
brain. It's just a cow under the sheet. No, but I think they use like organs donated from stuff like that. Probably like bacon farms.
So like cows gave their bodies to science.
They did. Not even to science.
Yeah. Just
to fake science.
To fake science.
Ooh, I would like to donate my body to Grey's Anatomy if it's still being filmed.
Oh, which God knows it will be.
It writes. We've got 13 seasons to go.
Yeah, it's never going to end.
So medical issues, meh. Yeah, I don't know. Any like comment on any characters that you were like, couldn't handle? There's not that many.
Yeah, I mean, we're just, like, dipping a toe in here.
Right, right.
It's, like, it's about to get real.
Right. How about, so, also, oh, I forgot, this is the other fact. The okay, so every episode begins with, like, it's usually Meredith, like, saying a monologue. Mm-mm. In some episodes, it's other characters.
Yeah.
But I also read that voiceover was originally not there. So they, like, the pilot happened, and in reviewing it, Shonda Rhimes thought something was missing. So mm-hmm. then they recorded that and
okay.
had that put in. And ever since then, it's
been a thing.
It's been a thing. So every episode starts with that, which some of them are like really magical. And I have like in my head as mm-hmm. like good quotes and things. Yeah.
Others are just not so great.
Right. Right.
But I mean, that's the process of writing. Some are good, some are bad.
So Shonda, we would just love to have you on this.
Thank you so much, Shonda, for what you've created.
Cause yeah, I mean, I've grown up with this and still yeah. watching.
Yeah, still watching. So
I think it would be great. Cause I feel like we will probably release this before if I can get on this and figure out how to even put a podcast on iTunes, this will be there. And I would love to like hear from other Grey's fans mm. on comments on the first episode or like
yeah.
things that we should talk about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I would love to do that.
So how can they contact you?
I don't know yet.
So we'll figure that out. We'll add that later.
We'll add that in a thing, and we're going to create some accounts.
We're just getting the ball rolling, you know?
Right, right. But I just think it'd be really fun to, if you haven't already, to rewatch this show.
Mm-hmm.
You should totally
rewatch it with us.
Yeah, rewatch it with us. And I want to call our podcast, we need a name too.
Yeah, so if you have any suggestions, contact us at the place we don't know where you're going to contact us yet and let us know.
Well, we know that we're going to probably, there's some like key Grey's Anatomy keywords I feel like that are important, like mm-hmm. that we'll learn later on in the show. But a pilot is just like, this thing could have happened and never gotten picked up.
But think about this. the pilot episode is our pilot podcast. So things are just unfolding. They're just
going.
Yeah.
I wonder if we should pause this and like watch the preview. Maybe. If I can find it, and then like discuss that really fast.
Yeah.
Like how it got people, because I can find it on YouTube.
Yeah, that sounds
good. So we're going to take a quick break and then we'll be back.
You'll hear from our sponsors.
There's just nothing, just a minute of silence. Hey, if you want us to sponsor you, I'm not like all about not accepting money. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I will sponsor anything. Pizza.
Booze.
Oh, Big House Wine. That's what we're drinking right now. Okay, I'm going to pause it. Intermission. So we've peed. That's about all we've done in the break. And we did watch the season one promo, which if I will have a place to link to, I will. Mm-hmm. It's cheesy as can be.
There was one thing in that promo. Do Meredith and Derek kiss in this?
No, I think that's like a season promo. Oh. Like a season one promo.
Gotcha. Okay.
But they, I'm sure I would have watched it, but it's like.
They called it like. Surgeon virgins.
Oh, yeah.
Virgin surgeons. Surgeon virgins.
I thought it was burgeoning surgeons. I don't even know what that means. Also, TV's come a long way, you guys.
Yeah.
Special effects.
We've really done it.
Just everything. Also, Shonda Rhimes, like, wasn't... This is her first show that got her big.
Yeah.
So, like, now we are like, oh, I even started watching all of her other shows, Scandal and The Catch, because I was like, oh, well, she wrote it, so it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
So she didn't have a name yet. So I think we want to just kind of like send out a general rating of each episode and maybe like we can't say what we want had to happen next because we know what happens next. But
yeah, that's true.
Out of a scale of what one to what?
Should we just do 1 to 10? Keep it easy.
Yep. 1 to 10 or stars. Let's do stars. Five stars.
Yeah. Okay.
So out of a five star episode is like.
Boom, bitch. This rocked my world.
Can we do halves?
Obviously. Okay. I mean, can you half in real time?
Yes.
Then you can half in this podcast.
I am going to give this episode a 3.5. Just based on the pilot.
No, that's fair.
I feel like... no, I'm sticking with that. And that is because...
this is out of 5.
Out of 5 stars. So it's a pretty good rating for a show I've never seen. 3.5. That's what I'm saying. I don't even want to give my reason because I don't know.
You know what? That's fair. I would probably give this a 3.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And I thought I was high or like low with a 3.5.
No, I probably give it a 3. I mean, it was good.
Definitely needs another episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, it caught me in it. It wasn't like a 1 where I'm like, I'm never going to turn on the next episode. But it's like... I'm going to give it another shot.
But do you know you're going to watch it for the next 12 years? Don't know that.
Don't know. Don't know quite yet. So yeah, that's what I rate it. 3.
All right.
3 out of 5
That's perfect.
Stars.
So next week we're going to be watching, what's it called? We're going to be watching episode 2, which is called, hold please.
Season 1, episode 2.
It's called The First Cut. Is the deepest.
Oh shit, this is gonna be good. I don't even remember what happened. Oh, I'm already having so much fun.
Yep, so The First Cut is the deepest is the next episode. If you guys wanna watch along with us, I really hope that I can get this out before March. I want it on March 27th, so I really hope when you're listening to this, it's March 27th. We don't have a name yet. We will probably have one by the time you're hearing this. Mm-hmm. So yeah, watch with us. And then listen with us, and we will eventually have somewhere for you to contact us for thoughts, because we want to have guest people on to, like, give their thoughts on the episode. And, so we will communicate more. But for now, I think that's where we're going to leave us. We should clink our wine glasses together.
Gosh, but, mine's, like, pretty much gone.
But just, like, ready?
I wish they were crystal.
To Meredith.
Derek.
And Derek.
And Shonda.
And Shonda. And all of our friends. Thank you for listening. I hope you're having a great night, day, commute. We have so many listeners, I just don't even know. So we will see you soon.
Night.
Bye.